We turn now to international politics. It's Super Thursday in Europe, the beginning of mass voting for representatives to the European Union Parliament. In addition, Londoners will be choosing a mayor. Their controversial mayor, Red Ken Livingston, is not as popular as he once was now that he's been accepted by Prime Minister Tony Blair. And joining us from London with more on this story is Jonathan Friedlin of The Guardian UK. Jonathan, tell us more about Red Ken and the opposition he faces.
Well, it's been a while since he's been called Red Ken. He used to be a firebrand leftist in the Labour Party back in the 80s, broke from the party a few years ago to become a highly popular independent mayor of London, the first directly elected mayor. But he rejoined the party in the last year or two, to the surprise of some of his supporters, who felt his independence was becoming his number one political asset. And it was bad timing, because he rejoined Labour just as Labour was getting very unpopular, especially in London, for its stance in supporting the war in Iraq. A lot of the opposition to the Gulf War is concentrated among more educated, sort of upper middle class voters who tend to live and work in the capital. And they are the kinds of voters who enjoyed Ken Livingstone's independence before and are not in a mood really to vote Labour when Labour, Tony Blair's Labour Party, are so associated with the war. So Ken Livingstone has gone from being unassailable with a huge lead for the last two or three, 4 years of being mayor to now being in some trouble. And the poll says the margin between him and his Conservative opponent is shrinking.
So why wouldn't he then read the tea leaves, so to speak, and disassociate himself with Tony Blair's policies in Iraq?
Well, a lot of he has done that. He has formally said and written, in fact, in The Guardian, saying he supports an instant withdrawal of British troops from Iraq and how he's always opposed the war. The problem is that there is a body of anti-war voters who are in no mood to reward Tony Blair by giving a tick in the box that says Labour.
Now, British voters are also electing their representatives to the EU Parliament. But I understand the whole notion of the European Union is still controversial in Britain.
It really is. Britain has never made its peace with Europe. There's a new creature on the scene in the form of UKIP. Those are the initials that spell the United Kingdom Independence Party. It was a very fringe grouping, now rising in the polls, calling for an immediate and full withdrawal of Britain from the European Union. They've got a whole lot more profile this time because they're led by a very colourful character, a former sort of disgraced TV talk show host, Robert Kilroy Silk, his name is. He's not the formal leader, but he's now the star of the party. And he's running around the country and stirring up a very populist message saying it's time to get out. These foreigners shouldn't be directing sovereign Britain. And that is striking a chord. The irony is that it's something very continental about UKIP, about this anti-European party, the glamorous talk show host, the sceptical message. It could be a sort of Italian or Dutch political phenomenon rather than a British one. But for the rest, for the other political parties, they themselves have never really got comfortable with Europe. Tony Blair always talks about Britain at the heart of Europe. Yet, as we know, when it came to it, he did not side with France's Jacques Chirac or Germany's Gerhard Schroeder, but sided instead with Washington's George Bush to back the war in Iraq. So he sort of appeared to break his own rhetoric by not being truly European. And the other parties tend to avoid it. It's awkward for them. So they're using this European election overtly as a referendum on Tony Blair, saying both the Conservatives and the smaller Liberal Democratic Party, saying, if you want to bash Tony Blair, just send him a message, vote for one of the other parties, vote for us today, and that way Tony Blair will change. Not, in other words, a message about Europe or the European Parliament.
Jonathan Friedlin of the British newspaper The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.